Discussion and possible action on cost share agreement between Brazos River Authority and Round Rock for House Bill 1437. At Central and Lower Basin Regional Manager.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Brad.
A couple of weeks ago, when I moved into David's old office, I got there and he had everything nice and cleaned out for me. And I opened up his top cabinet. There wasn't anything in there, except when I opened that cabinet to put some of my books in there, there was about a pint of Tums with a sticky note that said, "Good luck, Brad." So here goes. Most of y'all are familiar with House Bill 1437. We brought various items to you in the past on that. I think most recently in October we had an item on the agenda. But real quick, that legislation passed about 20 years ago, and it provides for contracts to transfer up to 25,000 acre-feet of water from the Colorado River Basin into the Brazos for use in parts of Williamson County. So BRA has contracted with LCRA for that water, and we've in turn contracted the majority of it to the city of Round Rock and a little bit to Liberty Hill. Liberty Hill is using some of their water, but their contract is very small, so it's a very small amount of water. Round Rock has not yet started using theirs, and their projections indicate that they won't be using it until 2020. And once we get to 2020, they'll gradually start using it and kind of grow into it through time. But one of the things with that legislation was the no net loss requirement, and we've talked to you about that in the past, but basically it requires us to replace all 25,000 acre feet of that water back into the Colorado Basin once it starts being used. So we're not responsible for replacing it today because very little is being used, but as time goes by and water starts coming in, we've got to replace it in the Colorado with either sending water back into the Colorado from a source in the Brazos or else helping LCRA develop a project within their own basin to account for or to provide for up to 25,000 acre feet. We pay a surcharge to LCRA in our water contract with them for that no net loss requirement. And what they've been doing with that is irrigation conservation measures in the lower part of their basin where the rice irrigation is. And so they've been doing laser leveling of fields and things like that, and it's given us some temporary credit. So I think our balance right now is somewhere on the order of 5,000 acre feet that if Round Rock were using the water, we've got credit for that. But the problem with that, those temporary credits is as long as if they're not doing the laser leveling and continuing to do that over time, they lose that conservation. And I suppose over time in the future, if the rice industry changed significantly, we could lose those temporary credits as well. So we've been working with Round Rock and Kay Freeze and Associates for several years to identify a project that'll provide a long-term solution for that no net loss requirement. We've looked at a number of projects. I think when Kay Freeze first started looking at this, they looked at up to 40 different options. And we focused on return flows from the Brushy Creek wastewater plant. If you look on the map here, the water's going to come out of Lake Travis into Williamson County up here. Here's the wastewater treatment plant that we're looking at. And we originally, in the last phase of this project, we were looking at an indirect reuse project where we would have actually taken the water out of the creek downstream of the plant and piped it back into the Colorado Basin over here into one of those tributaries. But with an indirect reuse project, there are water rights issues that come into play. Once that water is discharged from that plant back into Brushy Creek, it becomes state water again, and so it's subject to environmental flow regulations and downstream senior water rights and those type of things. And the more we looked into that, the less attractive that option looked. And so what we're considering doing now with phase four of this contract with Kay Freeze and Associates is to look at a direct reuse option where we would actually potentially build a pipe directly from the discharge point here at the plant and bring it into the Colorado Basin somewhere that way. And by doing the direct reuse, you don't have the water right issues that you do with an indirect reuse project taking it out of the creek. So that's where we are. We're recommending authorization to begin phase four of that project. We'll look at that, which will look at that direct reuse option. The total cost for it is $175,000, and we have money in our 18 budget for that. We also have money programmed in the tentative budget for 19, and Round Rock will be paying for half of the cost. So I've got a resolution for you, but I'll try to answer any questions that you have, if you have any.
Brad, if we don't pay it one way or another, are we paying the prevailing LCRA rate for the water in the meantime?
Yes.
And what is their rate? I forget.
They have a kind of a tiered rate system. If you're not taking the water, which is the case with ours, I want to say it's around $80 an acre foot. Oh, okay. But the 25% surcharge on that probably puts it up a little over $100 an acre foot. I don't know if any of our...
It's
145. 145, okay. Whoa. So yeah, it's significant.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Will this settle that question for all time? If you do this phase four and do the direct reuse, will we be out of it or are we still under it?
Well, if this project works out to where we can supply 25,000 acre feet and you know LCRA works out a place for us to put it, it would be done for all time. That's the goal. That's what we're trying to do is find a project so that we can put this behind us and there can be some certainty to the city of Round Rock and us both on what no net loss eventually turns out to be, because you know right now there's really no certainty there. The contracts, I think, are kind of more favored toward LCRA's interpretation of what no net loss is. And so this will help us provide some certainty to it. And hopefully this project will be the one that works out that we'll be able to do that with.
What is the timing of this project?
I would say we're going to get underway with it here in the next couple of months. If assuming you guys pass the resolution, we'll get underway. And on the other side of things, LCRA is working with consultants on their end to look at places for us to take this water. So we're going to be looking at it on the BRA side of the fence, so to speak, at the wastewater plant. What type of infrastructure are we going to need to put in there at the plant? What are the flows coming into the plant? What are the water quality conditions with the discharge? So those are the things that we're going to be evaluating with what we're proposing here. And at the same time, LCRA is evaluating it on their side of the basin and looking at where we would actually take the pipe to and put the water, you know, what stream or what water course we would discharge it into on their side.
If I'm reading this right, this is really to fund the study. We're not talking about construction costs.
That's correct. That's correct.
No. Yeah, we would be looking down the road at if this study were to come to fruition and make a recommendation that this was the path forward to secure our future rates, then you're looking at a project somewhere in the $10 million range to do reuse and pumping. The benefit is, go back to your map, please. One of the benefits is if you look at Leander and Cedar Park, they get water from the city, they get water from LCRA, but it's not part of this HB 1437 issue. So the significance is some of that water still comes to the Brushy Creek Regional Plant. So it's in LCRA's best interest to work with us and develop that project, because then they can get some of that water returned back to their basin also. So there will be hopefully a cost share in that if we're able to do a project such as this.
Right.
We have a contract then to deliver water to Round Rock that they are not currently using, but potentially will in the future. And yes, our deal is that we have to return, that will come from the LCRA, and we will have to return that usage to LCRA somehow.
Yes, sir.
Unfortunately, that's correct.
Okay.
Any more questions?
So you're talking about the return flow. So how are we getting it?
Right now, there's a water treatment plant located right here that, you know, once Round Rock starts taking the water, water's going to come out of Lake Travis. It'll be treated here. Like David said, this treatment plant serves the cities of Leander and Cedar Park and Round Rock, and so water, treated water would flow to all of these communities, end up going back to their wastewater system, and ultimately to be discharged right here.
What's the advantage for us having the contract with Round Rock to begin with? Why wouldn't LCRA be doing that?
In a perfect world, if we had to do it over again, that's the way we would do it. But politically, back in the late 90s, that's the way that it was formulated. It would be much cleaner for us if it was a contract between LCRA and those cities, for sure.
Did I answer your question? Okay.
I didn't answer.
No, I was...
Genie.
Director Rankin.
Any more questions?
I mean, this is just ballpark figures, but it's going to be like $10 million, and you get 25,000 acre feet for your $10 million. That's more than the $80 we charge.
It would impact rates.
Yes.
Yeah. The other side to that scenario is if we don't work with LCRA and develop a project, when Round Rock starts using a certain amount of water, they'll go develop a project and they'll roll that into their rates. So that's why we're trying to get out in front and develop a project that we can negotiate with LCRA to have some cost control and going forward.
But if Round Rock rolls that into their rates, then their ratepayers pay for it. But if we roll that in, I'm asking, our ratepayers pay for it.
That's correct.
Because
that's correct.
You know, it's that's you know, just simple math is $400 an acre foot.
About half of this contract, about half of the LCRA HB 1437 contracts are rolled into our system rate, and then about half are just the freight, full freight is by the city of Round Rock.
I'm just asking again,
sure,
because I don't understand. It seems like, to a certain extent, all of our ratepayers then subsidize the people that use water in Round Rock.
That would be correct, and that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that all of our ratepayers subsidize the system rate across the board.
Right.
So this is at least half of that no net loss water, 1437 water subsidized by our system. That's correct.
Right. Thank you.
That's right.
Yeah,
and we keep doing that for a long, long time if we don't do something to get out of that contract.
It was not beneficial when it happened. It happened before my time. But it's been there a long time. We've been paying a long time.
Yep.
And we will continue to pay, and we'll pay more.
So I know a little bit about that. Round Rock bought rights from Stillhouse Hollow, and they collect that water out of the lake, out of Georgetown Lake, and their intake pipe only allows them to go so far down. And as Round Rock has grown and we've had the drought, it's become close to where that intake pipe may not be sufficient. So at the time, Round Rock leadership said, where else can we get water? And this is the plan they came up with. We can discuss the virtues of the plan, but this is the plan. It was driven by their inability to get the amount of water they felt they needed for the population, as
yeah.
I understand it.
And it's really to me wise on their thought process, because they've got some redundancy. They've got water coming from two sources, and you know, in the event, you know, we have another bad drought, most likely it's not going to be as bad on one side or the other. And so you know, infrastructure wise too, if something terrible were to happen to infrastructure, you know, they've got water coming from two different sources. So it's good for them, but this no net loss thing has been a problem that we've been dealing with for 20 years since this legislation was passed.
Can we not renegotiate the contract?
No, sir. I don't see that being a politically viable solution. The way the House bill was drafted and written was to make sure that the rice farmer interests downstream were well taken care of and not impacted. And I think they would take the same position if we tried to renegotiate that contract. And we're not close enough to truly understanding a cost or a solution to start rolling that into our system right yet. And that's what we're trying to get to for sure. So good questions.
Read your resolution, please.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to negotiate and execute a contract amendment with K. Freeze and Associates to fund Phase 4 of the House Bill 1437 No Net Loss Water Study in an amount not to exceed $175,000. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to negotiate and execute an amendment to the cost share agreement with the City of Round Rock to fund the House Bill 1437 No Net Loss Water Study so that the City of Round Rock is responsible for 50% of the Phase 4 costs.
Heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Carolyn, second. Talis, please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Sacanino?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Grant?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Callis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.